Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Hi, hey, Joyce. Gloria, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, ditto. How have you been?
Good. I've been wonderful. Life is very good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So, you went through some craziness there for a while, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call your lifestyle too normal for a while there.
No kidding. Well, as I'm sitting here on the phone with you, I'm making Ed and I a little sandwich, and our house is all clean, and we have a very normal life now.
Oh, my God.
Things are organized now, and things are slowly back to reality.
Well, that's great. I'm glad everything worked out, and I'm glad your life is has some reality to it now.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Yeah, that's great. Now, are you guys in Vancouver, or where are you?
Actually, we're in Chicago. I still have my place back in Vancouver, and I go back there quite often. I still have my design business back there, so I try to get back often. And Ed and I have a place here, and he's still got his old job, and he's still doing, you know, the technology consulting.
So that's great. And Chicago is a great town.
Oh, it's a beautiful town. And, you know, it's welcomed me with open arms. You know, his friends and family and the whole city has just been so good to me.
Absolutely. What are you making me?
I am making little, I'm just actually finishing up right now, so I won't be loud. I'm making some little ham and cheese wraps.
Okay, so next show you're going to be on is Martha Stewart, right?
Right, exactly. I can do it all. Hot tub sessions, cooking, and extreme makeover.
You are hilarious.
Well, oh, man.
Now, extreme makeover, tell me about your appearance on that. What are you going to be doing?
Oh, my gosh. Well, they actually invited me to be on the show as a guest designer, which they usually have, you know, a celebrity guest. So I was very flattered that they invited me to actually be a designer. So I was helping Michael Maloney with the guest, or not the guest room, but the great room. And I also was responsible for doing Merritt's room. Merritt is a 5-year-old sweetheart, little girl, and her brother was the one that was had a heart transplant. So, you know, I was worried that she was sort of feeling a little bit left out there, and so we just designed an incredible room for her.
Wow, that's great.
Now,
can you give anything away about what they're going to look like?
Well, I can't really say so much what it's going to look like, but I will tell you, I struggled a lot because my design sense is to design typical, regular, not regular spaces, but spaces that, you know, you see in magazines and, you know, restaurants that appeal to hundreds or thousands of people. And as you know, the concept with Extreme Makeover is to have the rooms be extreme. So I kept on going down to a side that was a little softer, that was a little bit more girly and mainstream, and they really challenged me to make sure that it was quote-unquote extreme. So I came up with this one idea, and it was totally over the top. And once I got that idea, the ideas just kept on coming. And I think that it's a really good balance of a room that's extreme. No other girl has a room like this, but it's still feminine and pretty and cute. And you know, it has a little bit of my style and a little bit of her style. And it turned out really great.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like the challenge was kind of good for you, too. Kind of shook you up out of your usual designs and made you think about other things, right?
Totally. It really got me outside of my box of making sure that, you know, this isn't about whether or not I'm a good designer. I stopped worrying about that after the first day. I wanted the room to be special, and I wanted her to love it, and I wanted her to feel like she was the only girl in the world that had that room. Once I kind of came to that realization, the room just came together effortlessly.
Fantastic. So do you think this might lead to you doing more TV stuff that's design related?
Well, you know, I've had that question a lot. And after being on The Bachelorette, I think I told everybody, like, no more TV for me. This was just too stressful, and I can't do it anymore. But once Extreme asked me to be on their show, it was sort of hard for me to turn that down. I mean, it's been I love the show. I've always watched it, so it would, you know, it was hard for me to turn down. So now that I've done that, and I feel like, okay, this is a different type of TV, I could possibly be comfortable with it. I'm more open to those possibilities, but I'm very, very picky because I want to make sure that I'm continuing to do things that are within my goals and passions, which is philanthropy, design, fashion, friends and family. So maybe I'll do a design show. Maybe I'll do another extreme show. But I definitely know that this has made me realize that I can't do, if I am going to continue to do television, that it has to be, like extreme. I don't want to be on TV just for the sake of being on TV. I was happy with my career before that,
Yeah, so you want something that sort of ties in with your goals.
Yeah, I'm happy with my career. I love doing restaurant design. I love the amount of charity work that I do. I'm not craving to be on TV again, but if there's an opportunity that comes up and I'm comfortable with it, then I'm not as afraid of it as I was before.
Fantastic. Now, are you continuing your design business or extending your design business into the American market?
Well, I do have a client or two here in the States, but my business, I'm still running it out of Vancouver. So I go back to Vancouver, once a month or once every, 2 months, and I get most of my work done there, and I've got some help there. That part of it has been rebuilding itself slowly, not for lack of work, but because I've still been so busy on this bachelor, bachelorette, extreme tour. All that stuff takes up so much time. Today, for example, I've been doing interviews all day, so I can't work.
Yeah.
So it ends up being a little bit hard on the pocketbook because there's so many other things going on. But all of this is such a, once in a lifetime experience, and I've been enjoying it. So I'm still working as a designer. I have projects on the go, but it's definitely not a typical schedule.
Great. Now, what do you think? I mean, looking back, do you now watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, or are you taking a rest?
Oh, no, I love it now. Well, now that the attention's off of me, it's fun to watch the story unfold. And, one thing I realized after what Ed and I went through is the show is all about human nature. And human nature, unfortunately, isn't always about, puppy dogs and butterflies. Sometimes people get mad, they get jealous, they get heartbroken. And I think, I took it so seriously before the drama that it really upset me if the TV showed me crying or me breaking somebody's heart. But I think that the show is intended on being lighthearted. And so I've kind of loosened up a little bit, and I've coached Jake a little bit to not to worry about, how he appears on TV or what the tabloids say. Just have fun with it and enjoy the positive parts of this experience and ignore the negative parts.
Right. Well, good advice.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, when it's all over, you'll say, oh, crap, I totally forgot to enjoy that. I was too worried about what the blogger said or what the magazine said.
So overall, for you personally, it was really a great experience, I guess.
Oh, totally. Mine and Ed's relationship gets better and better every day. Just when I think we have a perfect relationship, the next day we'll wake up and we become closer or more communicative or more spontaneous. And I really have somehow ended up with my best friend, which is more than anybody could ask for.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, Jillian, that's great. And
I
wish you continued success in all your projects.
Oh, thank you. Well, hopefully we'll chat again.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, did you take in the Olympics at all?
I was there for the last day when Canada won gold.
Nice.
And it was insane. It was insane. I had so much pride. We had this big Canadian flag wrapped around us all night. I was wearing all red and white and, tears pouring down my face the entire time. I was just, I was proud of Canada.
Yeah, it really was fabulous, wasn't it?
But I was proud of everybody. The States did incredible. They brought in so many medals. I think, the world had a bigger heart this year. I felt like there was a lot of emotion, a lot of giving back, a lot of gratitude. And, I think a lot of people left the Olympics or shut off their TV after watching it and felt really good about society, which I don't think happens very often anymore.
Absolutely. We're all in withdrawal now.
Right, exactly. Well, people just need to keep on, being active in their community and supporting their country and supporting their people. I don't think it needs to stop after the Olympics are done.
Yeah.
Pride keeps on going.
Absolutely. What charities are you involved in?
I was always a mentor for Big Brothers of Greater Vancouver, and I continue to help them out doing some fundraising and raising awareness, and I'm actually auctioning off some items next week for Big Brothers Greater Vancouver, and I'm also on the board of Big Brothers of Metro Chicago, so I help them with all their fundraising and event planning here.
Fantastic.
And, yeah. And
oh, we just did the big event here for Big Brothers and Big Sisters, the big media bowling day.
Bowling, that's a huge event. It's so much fun that we just did ours here a couple weeks ago.
Great. Yeah, it's terrific. Terrific. Super.
Okay. Good.
Okay, our line is kind of getting fuzzy, so I'm going to let you go. But great talking to you, Jillian.
You too, Gloria. Thank you very much.
Okay, and have a sandwich for me.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.